From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to...
Welcome to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Salden, TV editor, and joining me today is Don P. Brown, features copy editor and an all-around good guy.
Hey, Penny. Thanks.
How are you doing today, Don?
Oh, I'm all-around good.
Yes, you are. Well, we were invited by Fox to take a sneak peek at 24 Redemption, premiering at 7 p.m. Sunday, November 23rd on Fox.
What was the name?
24 Redemption.
Ah. Okay.
This is the two-hour prequel leading up to Season 7, the Season 7 premiere of 24, which will begin January 11th. And Don, let's tell our listeners a little bit about 24 Redemption.
Okay, 24 Redemption. It's a it was a TV movie,
starring Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah.
He returns as counterterrorism agent Jack Bauer.
Right, and it's set in South Africa, and it deals with an international crisis as the U.S. is preparing to inaugurate a new president. Go figure.
And it's a woman president. Yay! Cherry Jones plays the woman president, and. Talk is she will be part of Season 7 coming
okay,
in.
So, okay.
Well, anyway, 24 Redemption takes place almost a year after Season 6 and will help set up the story that launches Season 7 of 24. And I have read that producers claim that you don't have to see this TV movie to know what's happening when Season 7 begins, but it does help set the stage for things that will happen, especially in the foreign policy arena.
Right, but... I would say after seeing the preview of the movie, you couldn't go wrong watching it. It's a pretty good movie.
And Don and I will admit, we are not faithful followers of 24.
No, I used to watch the series maybe the first season or two, and it's an action-packed series. It's got quite a fan following. I think the ratings are always really good.
It's a top 20 show.
Yeah. And, of course, the premise of the series is that all of the events you're seeing during the entire season are taking place in one 24-hour period.
Yeah, with each episode being 1 hour of that 24 hours.
Mm-hmm. And supposedly in real time.
In real time. And just like the series, this two-hour film is shown in real time. And viewers get to follow Jack Bauer through another action-packed day.
That's right. There were only just a few places I thought were a bit slow in this prequel movie. And as is true in all of the 24 episodes, that it seems like Jack Bauer faces some kind of torture, and that's the case in this movie as well. It's really pretty exciting.
Well, I would have to say one reason I'm not a follower of 24 is I don't like this concept of real time, you know, each episode being an hour in his life.
What is it, Penny, that you don't like about it?
It's too far-fetched, I believe, because this poor man, he goes through a lot.
This guy sure leads an exciting life if all these things happen to him in 24 hours, let me tell you.
That's for sure.
And it just makes me wonder how he spends the rest of the days of each year. Are they just as action-packed as this one day?
Yeah.
I don't think that would happen.
I don't know. But this 24 Redemption, the two-hour film, was set and filmed in South Africa, as well as Los Angeles. And take a look at the photo that will appear on the cover of the TV Week and Sunday's Oklahoman. To me, it looks like the setting could have been rural Oklahoma.
Rural Oklahoma.
Rural.
Why? Why does that photo look like that?
Because you see Jack Bauer crouching down, holding a gun by a bunch of hay barrels, hay stacks. What are they called?
Hay bales.
Hay bales.
And a tractor.
And there's a tractor in the background.
Yeah. Just like rural Oklahoma.
So, well, the 24...
There's lots of action. There's lots of gunfire and explosions.
Mm-hmm.
And the story opens with this compound in Africa where Jack Bauer is, well, he's kind of hiding out there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's hiding out, I guess, to avoid a subpoena.
Yeah. You know, not being a follower of the show, I was a little not familiar with that, but obviously, you know, you can watch it and catch on.
Right. And this compound in Africa is, it's a compound where they, there are a lot of young boys living. And the story really did get me kind of wrapped up in the plight of these young boys. It sort of sets the stage for the events, and they kind of come under a threat. And of course, that leads Jack Bauer into superhuman feats.
Mm-hmm. And 24 Redemption is set 4 years after day six, which would have been season six of the show, and a few months before day seven, which is season seven.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And season seven, did you know, was originally scheduled to premiere on January 13th, 2008. But because of the writer strike, it was postponed to ensure a nonstop season of Jack's 24-hour day.
So this has been almost a year-long wait, or it will be, won't it?
2 years.
2 years.
Because, you know, season seven was supposed to be in 2008, and it's not premiering until January 2009.
That's 1 year.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, let's so see anyway. If the last new episodes we saw were in 2007, and the next new episodes we're going to see is in 2009. Isn't that 2 years?
Maybe.
Okay.
All right. You mentioned the role of the female president that is being inaugurated, and I couldn't help when I was watching this but imagine that I wonder if the producers of this show maybe thought that one Hillary Clinton might have been elected president when this was all being written, because she definitely reminded me of Hillary quite a bit.
Yeah.
And how about you?
I agree, and do you recall in season one of 24, the president was black?
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true. And that was one of the seasons I did watch.
Mm-hmm. So. Me too. I did follow that one.
One of the co-stars in this movie is John Voight, and he has a role as an underhanded financier of the events going on in this African country.
Mm-hmm.
And he is, I would say, suitably creepy for his role.
Yeah.
And the subplot, this subplot definitely sets up what likely we'll be seeing as a central story in the upcoming series.
Yeah, I've read that. And so watch 24 Redemption at 7 p.m. Sunday, November 23rd on Fox. But if you happen to miss it, you can buy the DVD of it on Tuesday, November 25th, and the DVD release will include at least 10 minutes of footage that weren't included in the television broadcast. They had to, you know, cut some out to show commercials, you know. And also on the DVD of 24 Redemption, you can watch the first 16 minutes of the season premiere, seventh season premiere of 24, which begins January 11th.
All right.
Well, that's a wrap for this week. We will return next week to discuss another upcoming program, but feel free to check out TV Preview any day, anytime, at your convenience.